Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-critical topics in the entire specification, social stratification. This topic asks a fundamental question. Why is society divided into layers, with some people at the top enjoying wealth and power, and others at the bottom facing poverty and disadvantage? By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain the key theories, name the key thinkers, define the essential terms, and most importantly, write answers that earn top marks in your exam. Let's get started. So, first things first, what actually is social stratification? The term comes from geology. Think of layers of rock stacked on top of each other. In sociology, stratification refers to the way society is divided into hierarchical layers or strata based on factors like wealth, power, and social status. People in higher strata have better life chances. That's a key term you must use in your answers. Life chances refers to the opportunities a person has to improve their quality of life, including access to education, healthcare, and well-paid work. Now, there are two major theoretical perspectives you absolutely must know: functionalism and Marxism. Let's start with the functionalists. Davis and Moore, writing in 1945, argued that stratification is not only inevitable, but actually necessary for society to function. Their argument goes like this: some jobs in society are more important than others. Think surgeons versus shelf stackers. To motivate talented people to train for these difficult, important roles, society must offer greater rewards. So inequality, in their view, is a meritocratic system, meaning people rise to the top based on talent and effort. The word meritocracy is a must-use term in your answers. Functionalists see stratification as fair and functional. It keeps society running smoothly. But not everyone agrees. Enter Karl Marx. Marx had a very different view. Writing in the 19th century, he argued that capitalist society is divided into two main classes: the bourgeoisie, that's the ruling class who own the means of production, things like factories and land, and the proletariat, the working class, who own nothing but their own labour. Marx believed the bourgeoisie exploit the proletariat, taking the profit from their work while paying them as little as possible. This creates class conflict, a fundamental tension between the two classes. For Marx, stratification is not fair or functional. It is a system that benefits the powerful at the expense of the powerless. In your exam, if you're asked to compare perspectives, this contrast between Davis and Moore on one side and Marx on the other is absolutely gold. Now let's talk about Max Weber, because examiners love questions that ask you to distinguish between Marx and Weber. Weber agreed with Marx that economic class matters, but he said the picture is more complicated. Weber identified three dimensions of stratification: class, status, and party. Class is your economic position, your income and wealth. Status is your social prestige, how much respect and honour you receive in society. And party refers to your political power, your ability to influence decisions. The key difference from Marx: Weber said a person's position in society cannot be reduced to economics alone. A vicar, for example, might have low income but high social status. Weber's multidimensional approach is more nuanced, and examiners credit candidates who can explain this distinction clearly.